Woke up this morning, can't remember nothing. Two bitches just flowing from London.
Two bitches.
Nothing I remember, they calling me daddy. The mansion was covered in money. Went to sleep with my jewelry and chains on. Had to wake up and recount the money.
Recount it.
I got a bitch, she gon' kill for real. Talking about Clyde and Bunny.
Goot with the kid, cop it.
Got you.
Pull up with a stick, stop it.
Stop it.
Rich nigga shit, solid.
Rich nigga,
old hundred pockets rotted.
Cottage.
I go to space with the stars.
Stars.
Might smoke a blunt on my pilot.
Cookie.
Saturn, moon, Earth, and Mars.
Mars.
NASA take off with the rocket.
NASA.
Half a million on the necklace.
Half.
Young rich niggas, we successful.
Successful.
Say she wanna feel special.
What?
And Coco make her feel special.
Coco.
I kinda 100 or better.
100.
Back in 200 or better.
200.
I might go put all my chains on.
Ice.
I just might change up the weather.
Change.
She pop a perk and pussy wetter.
Drip.
I met the bitch at Coachella.
Coachella.
If she knew Taylor, she probably do better. But can I get an E for F for
E?
I pray to God to wash my sins.
God.
Had to form against me, not a weapon.
No weapon.
Ask him where do I begin?
Where?
Devil trying to take my blessings.
My blessings.
They don't know the meaning of the white.
Nah.
You don't really live this life.
Nope.
Niggas in the hood shoot twice. Said my niggas in the hood shoot precise. Real wise, we ain't taking no advice.
Nah.
I realize that these hoes ain't right.
All on.
Don't even ask cause they know what's the price.
Price.
Ain't got a snow, they already know it's white.
What?
I talk to God cause I been baptized.
Baptized.
I got mob tied to the north side.
Now
pull up with the sticks on a nigga straight slime. They gon' make the north side high crime.
Nah.
Been I hit a lick with these niggas dropping 10.
Huh?
Hit a lick with these niggas dropping dimes. Fucking on the friend, I'ma break her back in.
Smash.
Thinking that the watcher can't waste time.
Take off.
Woke up this morning, can't remember nothing. Two bitches just flowing from London.
Two bitches.
Nothing I remember that calling me.
And just like that, we back. Welcome to another installment of the Random Champs Podcast, episode 178 in the making. I go by Jordan on the ones and twos. On the left, I got my guy Javon.
Yo.
And in front of me, I got the homie AD.
Nigga, pick your energy up. What's up, man?
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Nigga, waiting on your ass, man.
17
shit.
Seconds in. We
let's
high.
Get to go read a 10-minute excerpt.
Shit. Yes, sir. Yeah, I got to be prepared for
we
the
we already said, hey, we going to get this shit started.
Let's do it.
Dang, that's where my energy went.
Nigga, wake your ass up, nigga.
Shit.
It's funny. Dang, my mic fell out and everything.
It's funny, too, because somebody I listened to the pod went back to our old episodes and was saying they liked how y'all used to go back and forth about random debates. And they brought up the phone one, the lint. I can't remember exactly what the argument was.
I know exactly what the argument is.
Something about lint in the phone. And then the Kendrick Perkins one. That's the that's a classic episode, bro.
Oh, man. He already know, man.
I think that's like episode 43. It's either 43 or 47. I can't remember.
You know why they won that championship.
Yeah. We not gonna get into it.
I say we definitely not getting into this fat ass Kendrick Perkins.
We ain't gonna do all that. We ain't gonna do all that. What's going on, good people though, man? Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the last episode. Heard a lot of good things. Hey, I found that DeMarcus Cousins clip too. I had to go get that real quick. That was funny. You know what I'm saying? But how y'all fellas doing, man? We had Halloween this weekend, you know, or yesterday, but. You know, how y'all fellas doing though, man?
Cool, man.
Chilling. Same old, same old.
How about yourself, man?
Same, bro. Tired, exhausted, but you know the energy.
Yeah, exactly. I think this getting darker earlier thing is definitely catching up.
It's real.
Yeah,
it's
I think weird. The time going back this weekend or something like that. I think
it's Sunday, Saturday yeah, night, Sunday, whatever.
Something like, yeah, there so go. That means it's going to be getting dark even earlier. So,
facts.
Yeah, man. It's time to get the hibernation mode, holiday mode, Thanksgiving around the corner. So
can't November.
Wait.
That shit is around the fucking corner, man. Mom's already asking what you want to eat.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah,
to ask.
Yeah, I don't know. I just said food.
Just
that's what right, I told
I trust
him.
You.
Yeah. Do you.
Make something happen.
Do you, and I'm cool with that. For sure. I feel that. Happy belated birthday to my mom's, though. My mom's birthday was yesterday on Halloween and all that. I had a good time. We kicked it, played some 500. It's been a while since I played that, so it was good times, good vibes, good energy, the whole nine. So I definitely want to make sure I say that. A lot happened in sports, like, today.
Man, trade deadline.
Hey, NFL went crazy. They thought that was an NBA.
Yuck. We don't never get this much. I mean, we got a trade off with like 1 minute left in the trade deadline. It just randomly pop up. Falcons trade with the Bills. And I'm like, what?
Who y'all trade with them?
We trade Eric Marlowe back to the Bills. He used to play there before. We picked him up the year before. It was nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. It was just him for a seventh. It, you know, it was one of them under the radar trades. Yeah. Nothing really matters about that one. We did end up doing one of the bigger trades, though. I would say one of the more surprising trades.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's for sure. We caught everybody, I think, off guard with an hour left in the trade deadline. Calvin Ridley is now a Jacksonville Jaguar. That is, he is from Florida, so at least he get to go back to his home state and all that jazz or whatnot. I was telling the fellas off mic, it's a weird draft compensation for it. Basically, we got a fifth-round pick for him. As long as he is reinstated in the NFL, of course, if y'all aren't aware, he's suspended for this entire season due to betting last year. I ain't going to rant about that. It's over. But if he doesn't get reinstated on time, it turns into a six. And then we got a fourth-round pick for him. But if he plays enough minutes or whatnot, it turns into a third. And then if Jacksonville extends him to a longer contract, it turns into a second. So it's a real wonky kind of trade. But at the end of the day, it was going to happen with the Eagles before the suspension, so I knew he was going to be up out of there. $11 million come off the books next year for his fifth-year player option. Puts us in probably like north of the $112 million bracket. So I'm chilling. I ain't hating on it too much. It's just sad. When you see good people, first-round picks especially and stuff like that, disappear, yeah, bruh.
Especially when he was productive.
There you go. 28 touchdowns with us. Like,
this man said disappear.
You know. It was tough, man. But yeah, what it is. That was my big trade. Everything else was kind of minuscule for me. What was one of the bigger ones to y'all that y'all thought of? Or at least surprised y'all, maybe.
I know that Bradley Chubb got traded.
Gone to the Dolphins or whatnot.
Yeah, and they got, what, a first-round pick back?
Yep.
So I'm like, yo, I ain't think they were going to get a whole first-round pick back for him, but that was a pretty, you know, at least that the value that they got back for him, that surprised me.
Uh-huh. I agree with that part.
T.J. Hawkinson, where did he go again?
The Vikings.
Vikings, yeah, that.
In the division.
Yeah, I'm not surprised he was traded from the Lions, but the fact that he went to the Vikings, I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Vikings trading with the division up is kind of surprising, but they want them picks, I'm guessing.
There you go. And they tight end got hurt. He out for like 8-10 weeks, a.k.a. down to the season.
Damn.
So, yeah, Irv Smith Jr., yeah.
I know we traded my man Jeff Wilson to the Dolphins.
Back to his old. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going to Mike McDaniel. So at least he going somewhere familiar. We kind of did him a favor, I guess you could say. A little wink-wink deal. But now they got Mostert and Jeff Wilson. So
that's wild.
I mean, I kind of seen this coming, especially with Chris McCaffrey coming there. I mean, we ain't really get too much back for him. Got a fifth-round pick. But, I mean, that kind of softens the McCaffrey trade a little bit because you get one of them picks back. So
something better than nothing, bruh.
But, I mean, I hope Jeff Wilson ball out for the rest of the year, man. He was balling with us before, you know, McCaffrey got there. So I think he'll be good with the Dolphins, man. They got a good passing game already. So Tyreek just going out there. They just throwing them bitches up.
Who they running backs before he got there?
Mostert was the starter. I think they had Chase Edmonds, and he got traded today.
He went to Denver in the Chubb trade.
Chubb, yeah. So I mean, they got Jeff Wilson back, so they still solid. And honestly, like I said, Mike McDaniel, he's had them before, so he got two running backs he already familiar with.
And gonna be familiar with his offense
exactly,
too.
So
it's a good point.
But now you got, like I said, you got two fast ass dudes in Waddle and Hill that spread everything out. That's a crazy combo right there, man.
They be going crazy.
Like Tyreek is like about to hit 1,000 yards next week.
And Tua looking all right, though. He ain't playing like shit.
His arm's still a little limited, but he out there throwing that just shit, man.
Yeah, he earned my respect. I can't hold you. Because I ain't know how he was going to really work with Waddle and Hill. Mm-hmm. He doing what need to get done. I can't hold you.
And coming off the
concussion.
Concussions.
For sure. I ain't mad at it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, he bounced back from that.
Claypool got traded, too.
Chicago gets a receiver. For Chicago to be doing all the wheeling and dealing with Robert Quinn, getting traded to the Eagles earlier in a week or whatnot, and then you had Roquan Smith just go, the NFL tackles leader. He go into the Ravens.
They trying to stack up for the draft for Justin Fields.
Nine picks.
They going to try and stack up on offense, I guarantee it. Probably get that nigga some receivers in line.
They need a line.
Yeah, that's what I think they do. They trying to stockpile picks to build up their offense for next year.
They need a passing line.
Because sometimes, like, you don't want, like, you want to get, like, you want to build your lineup, but you want to get some, like, playmakers as well, too. Mm-hmm. You don't want to just get niggas that's just going to block. Even though that's very important, but you want some excitement from your draft picks, too.
You do. You want some splash with it. This game will piss me off. Currently watching the Bulls play the Nets in Brooklyn. We down 10. KD having a night.
He said we down.
It's one of them days. I can't wait for Drummond
to come back. The Nets are looking quite inspired right now.
Ain't they? We'll talk about that shortly. But
oh, yeah. I mean, they did what? They fired their coach.
They got a lot
but,
going
you know,
on.
Like I said, we'll get there shortly.
We're on the way.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I know you spoke about Christian McCaffrey a little bit. I know we still got a couple more trades, but he had a day, man.
Triple crown, man. First, I don't know if it's in our – I think he had in our franchise history to do that, have a passing touchdown, rushing touchdown, and a receiving touchdown.
He was going, damn.
Damn, I got this shit packed.
I ain't mad at y'all, bro. I was just like, God dang.
But, yeah, he had a coming out party, man. He definitely
– Is y'all home?
No, we was on the road. We were at home. We was at Levi South, as we call it now, you know.
Oh, the Rams Stadium?
Yeah, it's Levi South. But, oh, yeah, eight straight wins in the regular season. Four straight years, we done swept them niggas.
Go on.
Same sorry ass Rams. Anywho.
Go on, boy.
Jimmy played well. For the most part, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have no dumbass turnovers. Whenever he don't have no dumbass turnovers, we tend to win games. I can't say that. That's what I think pissed me off the most about him. Like, bro, just stop doing dumbass shit, man. Just play your game. Don't toss up no bullshit, no jump balls.
That is his game.
Throw the ball away, bro. Throw that shit out of bounds.
Funny.
Throw it to the coach. Like, you want to throw it the ball? Yeah, throw it to Shanahan, bro. God damn.
See what his hands look like.
Yeah, like, come on, man. You be just tossing shit up like to anybody. Triple coverage. Oh, I ain't going to take this sack. Hey, yo, Kittle, go get that shit. Bro, it's three niggas right there. Like, what are you doing?
If you're going to toss it up to the other end zone.
Throw it anywhere but to a defender. Just don't. He be like YOLO-ing
somebody
shit.
Down there. There
you
go.
But you ain't got no arm to be doing that. That's the thing. It's like, it's different. You got Mahomes' arm and you can, like, just launch that bitch like, fuck it. You ain't, bro, your shit's be sitting in the air and wobbling, bro. Like, you ain't got no pep to your damn shit. But anywho, he played his game. He ain't turned the ball over. He got two touchdowns. He moved the ball well, made plays. Shanahan seemed like he's starting his creative juices back in the offense. So I was happy with what I seen for the most part, man. Defense played well. We number one in the league right now. No, so.
What y'all got? Number one in pressures or some bullshit?
Exactly.
This nigga hating. I ain't even saying that. I didn't say nothing about sacks. I said defense.
I'm just talking shit. You know you like to bring up pressures and shit.
I literally haven't brought up pressures all year. You just continually bring that
right.
up. I haven't. No. I brought it up in the past, but this year you the one that continually brings up all the pressures. I'm like, bro, I ain't even talking about sacks.
You brought it
pressures.
Up a couple weeks ago.
You brought it up a couple weeks
man,
ago.
Hell nah.
I know your ass did. Because you brought it up now. So, all anywho. Right,
so we got to figure out who brought it up first.
Man, I think it was this nigga. He is the one that always be trying to just blurt out stuff and make niggas lose their train of thought.
Nah, that's funny.
So.
That's what was funny that joint. When I went back and was editing it, I was weak when I was editing that part.
Yeah, bro, I really love. I was like, bro, I don't remember what the hell I was just talking about.
I was like, let me try to piece this together real quick. Let me cut off the excess fat.
But yeah, man. Anywho, we got bye week coming up. Chargers coming up after that. So big game. So yeah, that's man.
Chargers ain't really been all that.
Nah, that the AFC West.
AFC
is
West
not
been
what
weak as hell.
Besides, what's the name? They looking like themselves.
Ooh.
Most times. The Chiefs.
Yeah. I mean, the Chargers still got Eckler, though, so. He's my fantasy running back. Can't sleep on him. He definitely made a difference because I got my ass man, hey, yo, Dave got me up out of here this week.
Dave got you, bro. He got me week
one. I was missing Eckler and shit. I ain't had none of my heavy hitters this week for Josh Allen was out. Wait, no, Josh Allen played, but he didn't really go off.
He had
and I ain't had Eckler this week, and then he had Derrick Henry go fucking nuts. So.
I hear that. Speaking on the Chiefs, too, doubling back on some old trades, you had Kadarius Toney going to the Chiefs, too, which a lot of people was like, well, is he healthy, et cetera? And then he came out saying, that's if I was still hurt. So he sounded like he healthy. They're not going to rush him in right now as far as the Chiefs go, but.
Don't really need to either.
Another weapon for Mahomes. One of the more shifty. When he is healthy, Toney is shifty, boy.
He going to give him a little bit of that Tyreek.
Give him back. Just going to give him enough of it. Well, the rest of them, as long as they possession receivers, they look good, bro. They only got better, in my opinion, as the season kicked off. Because in the beginning, you didn't know what you were going to necessarily get with them, but they've caught stride, and they look dangerous. But, yeah, outside of that, the AFC West is, a little shaky. Nyheim Hines is gone, too, from the Colts. He went to the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
They traded Zach Moss over to them. So Hines, I saw a little video of him running through the parking lot. They was like, Nyheim Hines going to Buffalo. You know that random video of the dude running? I was crying off that joint.
That'd be a nice little complimentary piece for Singletary.
Mm-hmm. That's a good piece. I won't mad at it at all. Well, I don't know if anybody else.
You got traded?
That's the big ones, at least, that I have.
Several. Did the Eagles get anybody else? Didn't they get somebody else?
They just got, what's his name?
They just got Robert Quinn.
Yeah, Robert Quinn.
That's the only one, at least, that I remember.
And that was like a day or two ago.
Commanders made a trade as well, too. The cornerback. I can't think of my man.
So he did get traded. Okay, I didn't know if it was finalized.
They traded him to
Pittsburgh, right?
Yes. Yeah. So.
And Chase Young practicing? Okay. Shouldn't have brought that up to you, I guess.
That does nothing for me.
All right. Well, you brought up the Commanders made a trade,
asking about what other trades was out there.
I could just go ironically,
it just happened to be the Commanders.
Kind of like, we were talking about Easy and Christian McCaffrey. I was trying to bridge them. You like Chase Young. I thought you would be cool with speaking of him.
He's back and he's playing again. Well, he's practicing. I want to just see him out on the field. That's all.
See that right there? You could have said that 22 seconds ago, and that would have been a perfect response.
You didn't give me a chance to. I made a face, and then you literally
you can't do that one on this one, bro.
I literally just made a face for like a split second, and then you
said how quick niggas lie? God damn.
I was just like.
Bro, we both paused. It was.
What, you wanted me to wait 15 seconds for you to speak?
It was not even a second.
All right, I ain't doing this with you, bro. I ain't doing this with you today, man. I'm not gonna do it with you. Not gonna do it. Nope. Nah, I'm messing with you. But yeah, that's all. Any smaller trades? Did y'all make anything else?
Nah.
I know that was it for us. I wanted to look deeper, but I only saw those as like the main headline trades. But yeah, this is the most trades that have ever happened on the NFL trade deadline like this. This isn't a common thing. I think Light alluded to it. I don't know if he said it on mic, but he said they felt like it was the NBA. That's a fact.
At least the amount.
Yeah.
Then there was a couple players that we thought were going to get traded that didn't, like Kareem Hunt. Who else? Judy wanted to get traded.
Yeah, he did. And you also had Brandon Cooks.
I was just about to say Brandon Cooks.
He just knew he was gone.
He seemed like he was a little annoyed he didn't get traded.
Which is, cause he's used to getting traded. So at this point.
Did Cam Akers get traded?
Nah, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Sat.
They need a running back over there.
Bro, they need a line.
That part. Too. They need help.
They don't have a running game. They're
checking it up this year.
It's Cooper Kupp and
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. The one time he threw it to Allen Robinson, Kupp was wide open. I couldn't believe it. Robinson was coming off a dig route. Kupp going on a go route was wide open. First time I ever seen Stafford turn down Kupp for Robinson. It was crazy. Cash. I was hoping it was. What else we got? What else we got in the NFL? Anything else really crazy to go off this past weekend? Who was playing? What was
I mean, I know the Bucks, they 3-5 now. Browns and Bengals played last night.
Oh, my gosh.
That was an interesting game.
Bengals got smoked.
Yeah. Nick Chubb like had a great game.
Shout out Nick Chubb. It was 25-0 at first.
It was 25-0 till the fourth quarter. That's when I turned on to the game. So that's when I was like, what?
I was just watching for fantasy football purposes.
Bengals definitely don't look like the same team as last year.
They got none of that pop.
Well, Jamar Chase wasn't playing either last year.
Even when he would have been playing. I mean, yeah, but I will agree with that. But even when he's been on the field this year, they just seem I don't know. They don't, like you said, something about their offense don't have that pop like it did last year.
Also, too, that line.
Yeah, the line's still trash.
And that's crazy because they bulked that up in the offseason.
That shit's still ass.
I think it's worse this year than it was last year.
No, yeah, because last year they didn't get bad till like later.
There you go. But they spent all this money for nothing. And say that again, like.
Miles Garrett was having a night.
Boy, he was eating. And Amari Cooper was playing well, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah, he had a good ass game.
Dumbass pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, he played well. Nick Chubb. Jacoby Brissett.
They had a good game. They had a good, complete game. That was how you want
to
play.
Kareem Hunt was – I was watching. I was like, look, man, they trying to get Kareem Hunt trade value up so they can trade his ass tomorrow. Because he was looking all right out there last night.
Nah, I like Kareem Hunt. I mean, we all did.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Kareem Hunt's a baller. When he goes to another team, he going to eat. He going to definitely eat. You have was it this week that Tony Pollard had a hat trick? He had three of them things this week. I want to say he did.
Said who?
Yeah, it was.
Tony
week.
Pollard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a good game.
He wasn't playing.
Yeah, he's.
I think
snapped.
A dude from
gosh. It's three. Oh, you better block.
What, Foreman?
Oh, from the Panthers?
Panthers, yeah. He had three touchdowns, I think, too.
Snapped. Worked us, but you lost. But he was going crazy. I can't stop it. I was like, please, somebody do something. But it won't happen. But, yeah, he did have himself a good day. You already alluded to Derrick Henry. Dalvin Cook had a good game, too. Some running backs, minus Najee, had a good game. Aaron Jones had a good game with the Packers. Yeah, it was a handful.
God damn, KD.
Hey, look.
Yo, that's
– y'all ever heard me say nothing but endless pain? That's why I'm watching every time that ball goes through the net with KD.
Tossing shit up.
Yeah, AD. I know what you're saying. Yeah, it didn't look good.
At least it's single digits.
Yeah. We need Drummond back badly. That size helps us so much.
Yeah, he definitely left-handed. That nigga missed two. Who the hell is this?
I don't know. And I don't like him celebrating that hard.
That was like the NBA Live. So you know that West celebration with their hands behind their back?
Hey. Hey, you know who Peezy is from Detroit? Like, he got that song called 2 Million Up. You ever heard it?
Yeah.
It's all good. That joint sounds just like a live track. I'm going to send it to you. Please. I promise to you.
I might have heard. That name sounds familiar.
That joint, it's every time I play it, it feels like that should be on NBA Live.
If we locked in, ain't no switching up. Brody came home, went to pick him up. Nigga killed my mans, I'm riding with a picture up. Shoot back to the crib, went to pick the switches up. Stolen track hard, got it tinted up. Cardi my side, now he in a blunt. Ain't no falling off, I done put 2 million up. Nigga, ain't no falling off, I done put 2 million.
I know, I shouldn't even brought it up, bro.
Okay.
Back to the NFL, we got anything left? See, I was at work,
all,
so
all of our
a
teams
lot.
Is 4-4 right now.
Yeah, both of y'all teams.
That is
four
wild. Hey, it felt good. I ain't gonna lie. It felt good saying I was first in the division. Because they can't, because people was coming to me in my face talking hella trash. And I was like, bro, we may not be great, but we first. And I may not be able to say that many times. So I'm gonna get that off at that time. But yeah, we all off on 4 again. Ain't that something? Same record. One more time. Oh, I'm sorry, Adrian.
Respectively.
Respectively,
I'm accepting your apology.
Trying to rope you in. Nah. Trying to rope you in a little bit.
Is Washington currently in 7th for the standings?
I don't even know what they are ranking-wise in standings, but.
I've seen something where it's just like there's a chance that you know, the first time in NFL history that the whole division could make the playoffs.
Yeah, I did hear about that. In all
but it's still like a little.
It's like 9 weeks left.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Like, yeah, there's still a lot of football left to play.
I feel bad for the teams that got to buy week 14. That's a lot of football.
Shout out to the Falcons. We're one of them teams.
Yeah, we. I think I like our bye. We having it right now, right in the middle of the season.
You guys, okay. The Washington Commanders, yeah, I backed it up. Well, I backed it up. I backed it up for you. Commanders is eighth in the playoff picture right now.
Oh, eighth? Okay.
Yeah, you got Philly 1-7-0. Vikings, hi, Brian. How you doing, man? Good to see you. You ain't like last week that we ain't getting Vikings no credit, so.
They won again. They winning.
So here you go, man. Number two in the NFC, bruh. Y'all playing good. I can't hold it. Y'all playing good. That's all I'm saying. I told you to wait till next week. But number three, we got the Seahawks, 5-3 or whatnot.
That makes sense.
Falcons, 4-4. Dallas, 5-6-2. 6 is the Giants at 6-2. 7 is the 49ers, 4-4. And as I said, Commanders, 8 being 4-4. And then the Rams and Tampa are 9-10, same record. Then the rest of the league is pretty much 3-5. So it's going to be an interesting shakeout. It all depends on who takes that next stride. Mm-hmm. Like, who's going to win a patch of games to get you over that hump? I hope one of them. That's all I'm
saying. NFC mad inconsistent right now.
Yeah, it is. It is real inconsistent. And this is the first time. Usually the NFC is so, like, the powerhouses aren't as great this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what's throwing it. You got at least two of them who.
The Rams, everybody thought they were going to be better.
Stinking it up. You got the Rams, the Bucks, and the Packers.
Yeah.
I will say, I was watching that Packers game. It was nice to see Aaron Rodgers on the sideline smiling and laughing. Even though they were losing, I mean, he cracked a smile.
He's having a good time losing.
He was talking with Aaron Jones and Dylan. I forgot his first name.
AJ Dylan. AJ Dylan. He got hurt. I don't know if it's long term, though.
Damn.
But I seen him, players was holding him as they were walking to the sideline and whatnot. So I seen that. I don't know what happened. Aaron Jones had a night, so I was happy. I was like, yo, somebody help me. You know what I'm saying? Because fantasy getting spooky, bro. I'm trying to wheel and deal. My players is hurt.
It's tough this year.
Starters ain't doing what they need to do. I don't know, man. What you gonna miss?
I just pray to the fantasy guys here and there.
Actually, let me look at
the fantasy. I'm just mad my streak over.
You was on a run, bro.
Yeah, I restarted.
What was your streak?
I had 1-5 streak.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had started off 0-2, but 1-5 streak.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I didn't even know that.
Man, bro, I looked over. I said, wait, easy. First, easy. Going crazy.
I had a little run, but.
Mm-hmm. Your team started snapping.
Because I started hitting the waivers.
Hey, you got to tap in, bro.
That's honestly how you stay afloat, bro. Because I think that's what I wasn't doing good enough last year. I wasn't hitting the waivers. I was hitting them, but I would be kind of late to them sometimes.
Yeah. I'm like on it. Like it'd be like Sunday, and I'm like, I already know who I'm about to pick up.
Yeah, or I'm eyeing certain shit, but it's spare right now. I ain't going to lie.
Makes sense. I'm going to give y'all the standings in our current fantasy football league or whatnot. In the East, we got Dave. Well, Dave number one. Got my guy Rawls. Excuse me. Dave and Rawls are tied number 1-5-3. I fall in third at 4-4. I got E-Man, Big Mike, both 3-5 in fourth place. And I got Mr. Johnson, AD Pops. Know the vibes.
Last.
Yeah, unfortunately, 2-6. It's all good, though. It's all good, though. He had a good game last week.
Yeah, he just played the wrong person.
It'd be about time and about playing the right people, man, when they got the right people out on buys, dog. I'm telling you. West Coast, you got AD number one, the Gold Hoops, 6-2. Got all two, right. Got Naeem, 5-3. Tied with Javon, 5-3. Fourth place is Q, Blacktastics, 4-4. And then you got Jameer in fifth with Spa, both 3-5.
You ain't gonna say Jameer name.
I ain't say his name?
No, it's a team name.
The Specialist.
Okay.
It's not that name no more.
Oh, it's not? He changed it?
No, he changed it.
Oh, okay.
I forgot exactly what it was, but I know it was nasty.
I think it was like this.
It was slick. That's all it was slick work over there, boy. It was slick nasty. But, yeah, he changed it now. It's just a Specialist.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I got for y'all for fantasy. I think that's what we got for football. Y'all ready to switch gears?
Yeah.
Hey, do it. Steve Nash gone.
Out of here.
They kicked the boot to him after a 2-5 start. Steve Nash is no longer a Brooklyn Nets head coach.
You know when I knew he was out of here? When he was trying to fight for his job when he got ejected. Too late, buddy.
That was him trying to show emotion.
Yeah, you got to go. You ain't never show that much emotion as a player.
Good point.
I don't think they ever respected him for like that as a coach.
Nah.
Because I don't even think, like, this era don't even respect him, like, really as a player.
As a player, yeah. That is true.
Good point.
Because you think about it, he kind of robbed Kobe of at least one of them MVPs.
I mean, that's facts.
It's definitely arguable.
So, I don't know. I just, like, the only people who be bigging him up are the Canadian players.
I mean, but I ain't going to act like he ain't more nice, though. I mean, we had to go against the nigga a lot. So, that nigga used to fuck us up sometimes.
Oh, he was nice. But he just don't get the respect.
Oh, yeah. He was a good player. You can't take that away from him. But, no, I would agree with that. He don't have the respect of this era.
Nah.
Kind of like how, like, say if – I even think, like, Billups has more respect in a sense.
He does.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, he gone.
And then you think, too, when Steve Nash got this job, we feel like he jumped a couple of people who were probably better candidates to get the job as well, too. So.
He did kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah, he had no experience. Like, I mean, no legitimate experience. They just threw him up there.
Like an assistant coach or nothing.
There you go. So it's hard to jump the ranks. Like, I understand you're a point guard. You've seen the court. You know how the game plays. But you also know how the game plays 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different era. This is a complete different one than the one that you played in and you were comfortable in. Gabby watching soccer all the time and come over here and coach the NBA and think it's going to work. You can't just let these players just run around with no plays, with no discipline, no effort on defense, as TNT was just talking about or whatnot. They was playing free-for-all. They was just playing ISO ball, having fun, especially when you had Harden, Kyrie, and KD.
Yeah, you got superstars on your team. You see, you gotta actually like coach these.
You gotta be some structure.
Yeah, you have to coach like you said, bro. And that's the problem. He wasn't coaching. He wasn't the coach for that team. He could have went to somewhere else where it's more of a rebuilding, where the eyes won't on him, and he could have
the Kings.
There you go. He could have learned better. He could have even went to the Magic and been all right. Young players where there's no when they don't look for any. They don't look for any achievements. They don't look for you to go to the playoffs. They don't expect you to go to the championship. When you go to the Brooklyn Nets, you're expected to win a chip.
Or at least go to the finals.
There you go.
They was getting bounced before the Eastern Conference. I don't think they played in the Eastern Conference final yet since KD and Kyrie been there. They haven't played in the Eastern Conference finals.
I don't think so because that was the second round that they played the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
That was the second round.
Talking about the year before?
Yeah. When KD almost won him the game, had his foot on the line.
Yeah, that was second round.
So, you right. Because before that, KD was hurt. So, yeah, that sound about accurate. But they talking about replacing Steve Nash with our good old guy from Boston. I didn't think they was going to be able to let him out like that.
Who are you talking about?
Ime or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, Ime, yeah.
I didn't expect him to be.
When I seen he was about to be a candidate, I'm like, that's kind of quick.
Yeah.
Like, there must be some talks going on where it's just like, he ain't coming back as Boston's coach.
I think they kind of already knew that anyway. Like, well, at least I had heard, like, that was always a possibility when they suspended him indefinitely. Because it was like, why would you suspend him for indefinite? Like, why wouldn't you just fine him or something like that? Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Because everybody always thought the suspension was kind of weird.
No,
so,
I agree.
So they was like, once you suspend him and it was indefinite and it was like no timetable for a return, it was like, I kind of think Stephen A. Smith actually said that. He was like, he probably going to be gone at some point, probably.
Has there been a head coaching job that's been filled during the season before or at least recently?
Not permanently, I don't think.
Yeah, it's usually just an intern.
Yeah. That's what also made it a little weird, like seeing that. But it's, I understand it's early in the season, so, I mean.
Yeah, you can put a coach in this early, I guess. But, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. That's not a common thing.
Now that I think about it, we kind of did it. I think when we fired Mike Brown and got D'Antoni.
Yeah. That is true. Dang, you got a good point, yeah.
That's the only time I can think of it.
So let's just say it's not common.
At all.
Let's wrap with that. That's how I feel, at least. So we'll see. We'll update you guys in the future whenever the Nets figure out their head coaching job. Hopefully they lose tonight. That's what I'm watching for.
Before we get to, since we're on the Brooklyn Nets, they got a lot going on. Before we get to Kyrie, hey, yo, Ben Simmons been stinking it up, dog. That nigga sucks.
I think he's still mentally just not right. But, yeah.
Be that as it may, he sucks right now.
Go, like, Debo.
He just got no aggression, bro.
Like, I was seeing, like, this past week or whatever, old clips of him when he was playing on Philly been surfacing on Twitter. He need to go watch them clips. Because every time he's on the fast break and he's the first one at the rim, why is he running away from the rim?
Yo, he gets scared.
Yes. That's when I was just like, okay, it's a real problem going on. Something's up with him.
Bro, when he airballed that layup, I knew it was over.
He ain't even dunking.
No, his confidence is shot.
It's like he's either hit my fault. Either his confidence is either shot or something really up with that nigga body or something.
Something we don't know about.
Or he just don't want to play no more.
But we'll get that money up.
Yeah, you got to sit down then, guy. You got to sit down.
You can't get paid and, like, not play.
It don't work like that.
He been stinking it up. That nigga sucks.
No, he's not playing good at all this year. It's
averaging 5 points.
And the thing is, this was his best chance, I think, to build his confidence. Because nobody was talking about it going into the season. Nobody was parading it. Nobody was carrying it.
Bro, if he came back and averaged what he did his first 2 years in Philly, nobody's complaining.
Hell no.
If he had come in and averaged 15, 16 points with 7-8 rebounds a game and 7-8 assists a game.
Even 12 wouldn't be bad.
Especially because you got the scores on your team. So we know that you're not supposed to be a premier scorer, but you can't run from the basket.
You like, bro, score. You still are a big, athletic dude.
Go dunk the ball, bro. Go feel good.
Like Adrian said, I was seeing some clips too. I'm like, bro, he was being way more aggressive. His rookie year, he was way more aggressive.
100%. He was dunking on people like it was nothing. He was scary coming down the.
Cause he was fast
and he's huge, bro. He ain't no small guy.
Like he's not like the quickest dude, but in a straight line, like downhill, like he's fast as hell.
There you go.
If you see Ben Simmons, gonna be like, all right. Take these 2 points.
You know how they be half jumping and slide to the side.
He not like LeBron where he gonna like run through you necessarily, but he just a freight train where he just moving fast as hell.
Yeah.
He just gonna blow past you damn near.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Ben's a kid, like an interesting guy.
I don't think he's hurt. He's been sitting for over a year.
I think it's just a mental, honestly.
Yeah, I think he got a mental block he can't shake. That's just what it's like
ever since
like.
that playoff moment, he ain't been right. And it seemed like he been gun-shy ever since.
100%.
That he was gun-shy in that moment, and he's like, and he got clowned for it.
The dude passes up freaking open opportunities at the rim. That shit is crazy.
It is.
It's like he's allergic to the basket.
And like, bro, you can literally just dunk them shits. You're 6'10".
If you miss the dunk or you get fouled, so what? You stop the clock.
You don't
want to
shoot
the
free throw.
Yeah, it is. That's another thing.
The thing is, because if he's in practice, he'll shoot. Yeah, you might not make them all. But I think sometimes, too, it's the bright lights, all the people. I don't know if he's meant to play at this moment in time. He's not meant to play around. Because you'll see, like, the open gyms and the scrimmages and stuff, and he looks – like his old self, but
as soon as they cut them cameras, them TV cameras on,
and all them lights on, and them fans in the stands.
But it's like, bro, you did this shit like for years, and all of a sudden, it's I don't get it. The shit.
It gotta be something mental.
I knew that was coming. It's no other choice. I think at this point, it has to be that. So, hopefully, whatever he's dealing with. I hope he can come with grips with it and beat it and pass it.
Yeah, I would like to see him back to his old self. Even though I keep saying he sucks, because he does. But I would like to see him back to where he was.
Bro, averaging a triple single right now, man.
Nasty.
A quadruple single. on them fouls.
Well, yeah, that too.
Oh, I forgot about that. Add that to the bank.
Nigga got 3 fouls right now. He ain't even playing. Nigga out of here.
Technical foul.
Look Come at on. Him. Nah, let me be easy on Ben. My bad, Ben.
You don't mean that.
Trash.
There you go. I knew you ain't mean that.
Trash. All right. Kyrie Irving.
Talk about it light.
So, over the past week or so, he came out and tweeted about a movie, video, something that has anti-Semitic stuff in it. And a lot of people don't like that. People don't want him to apologize, and people are asking him, why did he post it, X, Y, and Z, why is he promoting this video or this movie? And he's kind of just doubling down and saying that he's not promoting it. He's just basically posted it, and they want him to apologize, and he ain't apologizing, basically. Now, I'm not 100% all what is in the movie. I haven't looked that deep into it. Well, I tried to, but I couldn't really find what I was looking for. But how do y'all feel about him posting this and people getting mad that he posted this?
Well, from what I've seen, that part of it is, at least like they say how Adolf Hitler said something or whatever in the movie, that I heard like that ain't like, I don't know if that, I guess whatever he was saying wasn't true, because it was like, that's not even his name, because they spelled his name wrong and shit. But I don't know. Some of this stuff is like, I see the some like truth in it, but it's just like, I don't know. I really don't know how to feel about this whole anti-Semitic thing for real.
Yeah, it's weird, because it's...
Because I do see some truth in what they're saying, but at the same time, it's just like...
Man, that's a hot button right now.
So you got to be careful with your words, because it's just like, even... Because, I mean, I've heard the word and the saying so much, but I never really understood what it meant. And basically, you know, I mean, you look it up. I'm not going to explain it and sound crazy up here because I ain't no expert. But, damn, he got 2 points?
Yeah.
KD Bean, you said he having a night?
Yeah, we all know he having a night.
But, oh, y'all keep talking now. But, I don't know. I just, my whole stance on it is, when I first was hearing about it, everybody kept saying he's promoting this, he's promoting this, he's promoting this. Just because somebody tweets out something or retweets something or whatever the case is, I understand he has millions of followers, but he's not like he's, I didn't see the direct tweet either. I think it was just a a link.
It was just a link for it.
And it's not like he said, hey, y'all need to go watch this, or hey, this was a good movie or a great watch. He just literally just posted it. And
it's no different than like one of us posting like our sports team posts some random shit and we just post it on our story. We're not promoting it. We're just posting what we liked about whatever we saw or whatever like that.
Now, I understand the content of this movie does have to what people are saying has anti-Semitic stuff in it. So it's just like, okay, I get that point, to where it's like not really, that's kind of like, but I kind of look at it too, like where, okay, let's say there's a documentary that talks about slavery of blacks. People, it's slave movies all the time. So it's just like, and the thing, like I said, for me, Kyrie wasn't, not at first I didn't know he posted the link, the Amazon link to it. And that can kind of come off as promoting it, because the link takes you directly to go buy it. So I can kind of see that a little bit, but it's not, that's all he did was post it. And people are just
up in arms about it.
Yeah, they're up in arms about it. And it's like, man, it's the man's Twitter.
Vooch, steal him. Nah, steal him, Vooch. Nah, steal him. You ain't no hoe. Nah, okay, keep going.
It's kind of weird how all of a sudden this anti-Semitic thing has become a thing.
It's a hot button right now.
It is.
Like, I know Kanye definitely jump-started with whatever he said, but, like, I didn't think it would take off to the point now where it's, like, becoming, like, this thing where it's, like, yo, you can't say that. It's like, yo, like.
Shut up.
But it's just it but at the same time, it definitely seems kind of like contradictory. Just if we're being honest. Cause I mean, even from like the music standpoint, like, and like the fact that like Kanye is getting like everything frozen and blocked and shit, it's like, bro, that shit's weird.
They're stripping him like, of bro, everything. Like that, well, they did, excuse me.
Yeah, like, bro, that shit is weird.
It's
and there's no coincidence that some of the people that are blocking it are heads of music labels and stuff like that that are Jewish.
Now, we'll say like, before we
the nigga that run Universal, he's Jewish.
Now, before we go any further, it was crazy because when I was like looking up the definition of being or anti-Semitic, part of the definition is saying stuff like, oh, Jewish people control this, that, and the third. Like, you can't even like narrative out.
Doesn't that seem weird?
Yeah.
That like, you can't even say that? That's anti-Semitic? How's that anti-Semitic? It's fucking true. Like, I looked it up. The dude, like, the guy that said they're going to take, like, stuff, like, in the music industry away from Kanye. I looked up his name. They said he's the dude that he's the CEO of the, like, one of the most powerful people in the music industry because he runs Universal Music Group, which is the head of literally damn near every music label ever out there.
They run it.
So if he's the head of the most powerful music label and he's Jewish, then one plus one makes fucking two, man. God damn.
That's why they say you just can't talk about it. Yeah. That's the wildest thing. You just can't.
But they make money off of us killing each other. Like,
that's that is like when I was reading that kind of threw me off when I was reading the definition. I was even like talking those beliefs because I get it though, because it's kind of just like when you think about the Holocaust and during those times, a lot of what they were saying about Jewish people during those times.
But yo, it's kind of funny how there's not a bunch of Holocaust movies, but there's a bunch of slave movies.
It's also funny that we're all up in arms about that, but we don't. But they're skipping right over all the black stuff that the problem with that, like the whole George Floyd thing.
Exactly, that's what I'm
saying. We're the ones in uproar about that, but like the world hasn't mentioned it. Think about that. Like the world, true. Everything is aimed at when all that stuff was happening. Nobody also added us in there.
Yo,
Candace Owens is the reason why like Kanye took one of the biggest hits because she went on to that. And talked about it immediately the morning after. Mm-hmm. Did she mention anything about the George Floyd comment? Did she mention anything about the black plight that anything of Kanye had said?
Was she the one that was, what was her ties with the George Floyd documentary? Because allegedly that's where he was getting all the information about George Floyd was from a documentary that he watched or whatever the case is. I don't know all the specifics, but. I will say this about Kyrie because I don't want to get too far off of sports and whatnot. I feel like he has the right to post and say whatever he wants. He did say that he did not mean to offend people by posting it. And at this point, he has taken the post down.
Just bad. It was bad wording. Like, whatever message he was trying to conduct, you don't... go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was just going to say... if the man says he didn't mean to offend anybody and he took down the tweet, why are y'all still pressing him? I think it's more so people want him to come out and say, hey, I'm sorry about posting it. He just said, hey, I didn't mean to offend y'all.
Yeah, and then I seen the Jewish guys or people in the court side at the game yesterday.
Yeah, I seen
with
that.
The shirts on. So, I don't know. It's just a weird...
It's going to get interesting because a lot of people, even Chuck came out, Charles Barkley, he came out and said that they should suspend Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. This was like on a little pre-show tonight.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Shaq said something like he hates that stuff like this is dividing basketball, X, Y, and Z. And Kyrie, all he wants to do is just go out there and hoop. All that extra stuff. I understand media got to do their job. But like I said, I feel like people should have the freedom to post and do whatever it is that they want to post and talk about. If he came out and said he didn't mean to offend y'all, y'all should just take his word by it. You might not agree with what he was deciding he wanted to watch, but
trying to make it also looks like they're trying to make an example.
See, man, that's why I don't want to be famous. You can't just post shit. I mean, people are going to react to what you post in general, but it's way worse when you're famous.
Oh, yeah, because all eyes on you, especially if somebody of his magnitude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could post the same thing and it would not have the same weight at all.
Well, he has 20 million followers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, that's why I think it sucks that it is that way, but it's like, bro, you got a lot of followers.
Do y'all think him having that many followers and him just even just tweeting a link is promoting it?
No, I don't think it's promoting it, but I could see why it's looked at a certain way because he has a lot more influence on the public since he has a lot of followers and a lot of fans and people and shit like that. So, but no, I don't think it's promotion at all.
Yeah, good job. Good job, Light.
Thanks, man. Good talk, fellas.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man.
I like that.
We still don't know what the fuck going on, but
shit, nope.
Yeah.
We'll update if need.
We know what's going on.
We all really know.
Or at least we feel we do, yeah.
We feel like we have an understanding.
Yeah.
Somewhat. You know. You know the vibes. Oh, damn, I was about to say something, too. I don't even remember. Let's see.
Lakers, swing it back. Oh. Lakers won their first game.
Easy. I saw Lakers insider.
Yeah, he did. Didn't watch it. But I was happy to see Russ that was happy on the floor. That's the biggest takeaway I took from it. Like, he just had a lot of energy. He looked like he was having fun out there. He like was, you know, playing his game. So hopefully he can take that and build on it, you know what I'm saying? Because you could definitely tell that Russ wasn't having fun out there and he wasn't enjoying himself out there. And it was his morale was way down, lower than I've ever seen it. So
is he coming off the bench?
I don't know if this is going to be a continuous thing, but I'm guessing they're going to see how it goes.
I know he was hurt, right?
Yeah, that was the game before.
Allegedly.
I ain't going to lie, man. Pat Bev shouldn't start over Russie. I'm just saying.
He shouldn't, but I guess for the sake of our shitty team construction, it's the best thing that probably worked. Because then it allows Russ to just do his fucking thing off the bench.
I don't think he should. Pat Bev's not a person I look at as a starting point guard in the league on any team, unless it's the Kings or the Magic.
What was the first thing you named?
The Kings.
Hey, yo, if you're a Kings fan, can you let us know?
They don't exist.
I want to talk to you. I would love for you to explain if you agree with us about that being, you know, the place you go to end your career.
Vince Carter, he played for the Kings, right?
Yeah.
He did. He knew how to get out.
Shit, that nigga was just playing for the love of the game at that point.
You got a point.
Love of the game.
Just throw me in there now again. Let me get some shots up.
Let me get this.
Come on, Zach.
I'm going to get this easy check.
Yeah, I don't like Pat Bev starting over Russ. Because Pat Bev kind of think he better than Russ. He's not better than Russ. He kind of like gives off that vibe. And anytime I'm like watching him play, he kind of gives off that vibe. Like, yo, I'm the best point guard on the team. I don't like that shit.
I just don't like him starting over Russ. I just don't. I get the easy point. I just weird to me. But I agree. I am happy that I'm also happy that the crowd embraced Russ. Like, he got to have a genuine good bond. Like,
because they was winning and he was playing well.
So it was. I agree. It was good to see. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that visual. Before I forget too, Philly actually got hit with losing 2 second-round picks due to tampering.
Tampering.
Yeah, they got caught up with P.J. Tucker and Daniel House.
He changed his name to Daniel.
Yeah, I seen that nasty.
My bad.
Yeah, I found out yesterday.
Daniel. That's what he called himself to the shorty in his room. Doing the bubble. Don't call me Daniel. Call me Daniel.
He said, you know what? That shit sticks.
And ran with it?
He ran with it.
Nice.
But I did see that, though.
And they said the Knicks is next. They're going to look into him with Jalen Brunson or whatnot. I think that was the only player they mentioned, but the Knicks are next on the
the Knicks are next.
Oh, I thought it was working.
That was cool, man. That was cool.
Anyway, obviously, one, you cut me off and made fun of it. I'm just talking shit, man. Don't mind me, gang. Don't mind me. Let me see. Anything else, Ben? Oh, NBA is thinking about doing a hard cap.
Really?
Yeah, they thinking about doing a hard cap after the Warriors.
Y'all gonna have to explain this to me.
Oh, I mean, hard cap is basically like a cap you can't go over. Like, ain't no luxury tax. You NFL? Can't go over that shit. Basically, yeah.
Think about the NFL. That's a hard cap. You can't go into the luxury and pay a tax because your players are over. Because they said the Warriors, the Nets, and it was one more team. I can't remember what the third team was. But they were mentioning how these teams are paying so much over the luxury tax and able to keep all these players, you know.
Okay. So when they're over the cap, they're paying a luxury tax?
Yeah, but you get, like, it's like an interest, basically. Because you get, like, it multiplies depending on how many, like, the money amount of money you're paying over the cap. So, like, the more money you're paying over the cap, the more the luxury tax going to be. So, it's like, it multiplies just by the amount you're paying and shit. So,
kind of makes sense, but...
They trying to stop these teams from keeping all their players and
basically the rich ass teams.
Oh, okay.
That don't mind going over.
Like a team like the Warriors, they got money to burn.
They don't care. So plus, they all about winning. They like, I don't give a damn. I'll pay.
So this is kind of more so because the way it's explaining how y'all say like a team like the Warriors, teams that already have these players. So if they over the cap, they can't go get nobody. But if the player's already on the team.
If they own the bird rights to the player.
Yeah. If you own the bird rights to a player, I think that's the only time you can go over the cap and you don't have to pay a luxury tax. But I think if you're picking a team or a player like a free agent or something like that, then you have to pay a luxury tax. So, like, somebody like Draymond and them, they can go over the cap because they got the bird rights.
Exactly. Philly did the same thing when they had Embiid's contract, Ben Simmons' contract, Tobias Harris. Like,
yeah, you can go
they over. Had all these max contracts.
So, with the hard cap, that's going to stop all of that?
Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed to.
Yeah, with hard cap, you can't. It's like, that's you ain't got like, money, you ain't
like
got
the
money.
NFL. Your salary is your salary.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Now, you cannot go over it. It doesn't matter if you had this player, didn't have this player. No, sir. So, I thought it was random. I thought that was a random, interesting thing. I don't know, you know. There was no talks after that. It was just a...
Yeah, because bird rights would basically not even be a thing anymore.
Nope. Show wouldn't
exist. Now the only way you even keep them if you get traded.
100%.
What's my man's from the Spurs? His situation.
Oh, I forgot. What's on
Josh?
It's Powell. It's not Powell. What is it?
It start with a P. It's like Pimo or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh Primo.
There it is. Primo Pizza.
Just being a nasty nigga.
Hey, it came out first saying he got waived. He came out saying, you know, I got to get my mental health in order and all that jazz. Yeah,
you got to get your mental health all right.
And then it came out saying he was a flasher.
A flasher.
Goddamn offender.
Exposed himself to a woman on the in the San Antonio organization. Damn, I can't talk. But
how you just whipping your meat out of the business, bro? Like,
at work. And it's at work.
Yeah.
First round pick.
Like, bro, you could have just started doing OnlyFans. Some of you were going to just throw your meat around like that.
And the crazy thing is, too, they saying there's several teams out there interested. After San Antonio let him go and he cleared waivers, some teams that's interested in picking him up.
Hey, man. They like that nigga 19. Lottery pick.
Somebody like,
sign me up. That's what people talking about.
Look, we can forget it. That happened in San Antonio. People thinking, yo, that happened in San Antonio.
No, for dead ass. Like,
you going to come here and you going to play basketball.
You going to hoop and you going to like it.
That's it.
It's honestly no different if something happened at a different job and you move to a different state. You probably can. I mean, it'd probably be harder, but you probably could still find a job maybe in a different location.
They still got to pay them, though, too, which is interesting.
Yeah, because since you weighed them,
there you go.
They said like 8-point-something mil. You still getting paid?
Nigga, still kicking.
Oh, you all right? All right. Something like that going on. But yeah, you right about that one. Like, let me see, make sure I ain't tripping on none. Y'all guys watched the Anderson Silva versus Jake Paul fight?
Man.
Rigged.
I didn't want to see it anyway because I already feel the way about Jake Paul fight, so. But from what I've seen, it definitely looked rigged.
At first, it looked like he knocked him out from one angle. And then they showed it from another angle. You can kind of see he, like, missed him on the second punch, and he just fell back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's he just stepped back and...
He collapsed.
Yeah, it was just... But you could tell it was weird. You can tell that second punch was supposed to look better.
I've seen better at in a Creed movie.
Hey, people coming for Michael B. Jordan, he ain't that bad of an actor.
No, man. I'm saying because like in the boxing movie, you can tell.
It's just like you can tell throwing haymakers. Yeah. The whole fight.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, I've seen better in that than I've seen from the Jake Paul shit. Like,
I feel that.
Because the people, even before the knockout, they were saying that Anderson Silva was working him for most of the fight.
Hey.
Bro, it's Anderson Silva.
I watched it. Anderson Silva. Hey, for him to be 47, boy, he looked good.
Bro, I was on his Instagram one day, like, off the random, and I'm like, yo, this nigga still got hands. Like, and I think now he been training boxing because of the whole fight. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, damn. Yeah, he still could kill somebody.
And clever, and he was still doing his mocking, his dancing. Like, mm-hmm. He was playing with him. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, you knew that fight was rigged, but I like what I saw from Silva. Like, he looked good.
I need him to fight. I need both these niggas to fight a real boxer. They be fighting these non-real boxers. Well,
Jake Paul at this point just making niggas money.
He is. That's he's on obviously. Show. These fights are on, like, was this on Showtime?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you fight him for the bag.
Nothing more, none less.
And I can't even be mad at that. Like, it's niggas a business taking a dive, move. Low key. Like, Tyron Woodley probably made so much money.
Stupid bag.
He probably made more money from that one fight than he made his whole career.
Yeah, especially like Tyron Woodley's like run was early UFC too, before like the bag really, really came out in UFC. So I agree with that part too. Come on, that's a foul. Let us see it.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all up.
That's yes, sir. Like, and honestly, like, bro, that shit ain't gonna hurt your legacy, bro. Like, oh, I fought Jake Paul.
They don't care about that.
Give me these 100 M's.
Was it the joint with Floyd and what was it, Logan Paul?
Yep.
Yeah.
Was that a split decision or was that just an exhibition after?
That was an exhibition. That don't count.
Still made money.
Yeah, that doesn't go. The Jake Paul fight, that went perfect. That was a real fight after the fourth round. The Floyd fight was exhibition from the jump.
You said after the fourth round?
Yeah, after the fourth round, it becomes official.
So if it didn't go four rounds, what if he knocked him out in the first?
It wouldn't go on as a professional win for Jake Paul.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's like certain stipulations in it. It wouldn't become professional. So if his record, it wouldn't have been added to the record.
So in the boxing record, Anderson Silva is 0-1.
No, he is 3-2.
Oh, he's boxed before?
Yeah. He was on, if I'm not mistaken, the last card. He was on a recent card.
Oh, okay.
But Uriah Hall or whatnot called him out. For me, I used to watch him in Ultimate Fighter. Uriah Hall was one of the most promising prospects I've ever seen in UFC, but it just didn't pan out. But he ended up fighting Le'Veon. He fought him on the undercard.
Mm.
And afterwards, he called out Jake Paul. He said, I will put an end to all that.
Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah.
He won? Or?
No, Le'Veon lost. He,
okay.
Yeah, then.
Because who was it that was fighting? Was it Adrian Peterson?
That was him. They fought.
Oh, guys, that's
yeah, that was nasty. Le'Veon, he didn't look bad, though. Mm-hmm. Like, for Le'Veon to be, like, a complete, like, you know, amateur for the most part, like, he looks good. I haven't seen him fight yet. But Uriah Hall was tagging and bagging. But he's a UFC fighter. He's a striker.
Yeah.
Like, he's a kickboxer. So he know how to throw these hands. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that all these people are getting on these cards now, and it's just like anything at this point is possible. If you would have asked me 10 years ago if I would ever expect Adrian Peterson or Le'Veon Bell to be boxing or Frank Gore and Darren Williams be boxing.
Nasty.
Facts.
I thought they were going to retire and bow out.
Like normal.
Be old niggas.
Be on the sideline. Oh, there go Darren Williams.
Hey, go to your kids' college games, bro. Just be in the crowd, like, you know what I'm saying?
Make it simple, bro.
Brian next. Like that, Brian had the long. Anyway.
Go ahead. Get that off. You ain't want to? I figured.
Yeah.
Ayo, between that and that goddamn dolphin noise from that one.
Hey, look, this one wasn't. I understand. I ain't had no oomph in it. It wasn't that good.
That joint was funny, bro.
I don't know why I think you mentioning that song made me think about Cream that used to be in MacArthur and how much I hated that store.
Yeah, unless you spend money or like you had like some kind of like tie with them, they were funny, Benny.
ain't like they clothes. Their shoe game was phenomenal, though. I
no, they had
that.
A great shoe game, but I just didn't like the vibe when you walked in that shit a lot of times.
I remember when they was in military.
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's where they first started.
Yeah, that was the early days. Then they got Hollywood when they went to MacArthur. Dang, I needed that.
Hell shit. Yeah, bro.
That's when they got Hollywood. Come on. Come nice. On. Come on, man. Play some defense, man. Let's get to it, bro.
Yeah. I mean, they still got their other store, but because I know MacArthur is closing down.
Yeah, MacArthur going to be out of there very soon. That's the end of them. Random too, in college or whatnot, Michigan State played Michigan in a rivalry game. And during the walk in the locker room or whatnot, Michigan State ended up jumping a Michigan player.
I seen that. Who won that game?
Michigan. Mm. Yeah, Michigan, nice. I don't know what they went. The college football poll just came out, but they nice. They was four before this. They nice. But, yeah, they ended up suspending a handful of players. Four more just got suspended like a couple hours ago. But, yeah, if you've seen it, disciplinary action has been made. Harbaugh wants even harder. He wants charges pressed, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I heard about the charges and shit.
We'll see what happens really with all that. But
got no hospital injuries, man. Don't keep that shit moving. Just take their suspension and keep it moving. All them pressing charges, man, stop it. It ain't that serious. The man should have been with his team. I don't know the specifics of it, but if you get jumped by a whole nother team, where your people at?
That's why I waited to the end to use it. I don't know the magnification of it. I just know he got jumped.
Okay. But from one video I saw, it looked like they was. What's up? Hey,
not turn your, no, my
your
fault.
Volume thing from.
From one angle, it looked like they was like way in the tunnel. From another angle, they looked like they was jumping the dude right by the locker room door. So I don't know.
I just seen, look, he just ended up in a pit.
Yeah.
Because it was random, because once he got out that pit, I randomly seen, like, a Michigan guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just standing there, like, I ain't see nothing. He was like, my name Frank. And I don't want no problems with this.
I thought you was about to run.
I was waiting for it, too.
Oh, my bad. No, that would have said Bennett. I ain't going to hold you.
I was like, my name Frank. I was like,
I just wanted to say my name Frank.
I was waiting. I was like, what you going with that?
Oh, my bad. I ain't had nothing.
And they got his ass spanked.
There you all go, right. My boy. There you go. That's my boy. Complete the oop. And all right, before we close this podcast, y'all know what's coming. Y'all know what we have to speak about. I didn't want to open it with it, but you know what we have to speak about.
Man, we just lost a piece of our youth. First thing in the morning.
Fresh in the morning.
Like, bro, I'm talking about 6:20 in the morning. I'm walking into work. I'm hearing my coworkers talking about it. I ain't even realize that's what they were talking about. Until one of my coworkers like asked me, did I hear about it? And I'm like, well, what you talking about? Like, and I'm like, yo, this the first thing we waking up to for the real, like, for the most part, man, today?
As I woke up, I went on Twitter, grabbed my phone. I shouldn't be doing this that much, but I grabbed my phone when I woke up and whatnot.
Bro, that's my newspaper.
I saw. Yeah, that's when you just got to make sure the world ain't going crazy. But it was this morning. So I woke up, I looked at my phone, and I see, like, it was a video of the song Messy.
Okay.
It was on my old Out Now. I was like, oh, shit. I said, they got a video for it? That's interesting. I said, you know what? I'm going to go listen to this album either today or the next few days because I haven't listened to it. I want to give it another listen. And I keep scrolling. And I was just like, wait, what? So that threw me all off because the first thing I see is tweet promoting a music
video.
And then later scrolling, I see the news, man. That shit is crazy.
That joint was bad, man. I was at work myself this morning, and it was like every hour somebody was telling me something, but they weren't telling me. I didn't know he had passed yet. I was just told he had got shot.
Mm-hmm.
That was all I knew. And it was just like every minute I just kept getting more and more updates about it. And eventually, you know.
Ooh.
And man, that was sad to hear, man. That was really sad to hear. And then when I went on break, sad to read. And about the whole thing, how it came about and how it all happened.
Then this shit on video, man.
Yeah, I'm scrolling. Of course, at least at first, you're going to see the video. Like, I'm scrolling, I just see the video. It's not up there from what I've been seeing now. But, man, that's. Why is your first instinct to pick up your phone and record
and post it?
That's my thing, bro. Like, people be recording shit and posting it for what? Shit, corny as hell, man. Nigga just got shot.
And that's the first thing on your mind.
And then now that shit all over the internet now, and that's something that, you know, gonna be there forever. And Quavo and them gotta see that shit.
That shit's sad, man. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. And we're watching that. We're watching an era that we loved and enjoyed either end up incarcerated or deceased. And the thing, we're in that bracket right now.
Yeah.
We're in that bracket. We're watching. Think about that. Think about college. Think about late high school. Think about afterwards. Just our youth or whatnot. Bro, we're losing people left and right. It's becoming normal.
And you know,
and that's a problem.
How you know it's becoming normal? Like, normally something like this happened, niggas hitting each other up on a group chat. I ain't talked to any of the homies about this one until we sat here and talked about it right now.
Me neither.
Like you said, it's becoming, like, it's, I don't know if necessarily normal, but it's like, it's definitely happening so much to where it's like, I don't even be wanting to talk about it for real. Honestly,
you desensitized too. A lot of people is that, but yeah, you don't want to get into that.
I ain't really even trying to talk about it like that. Cause I mean, you already gonna talk about it with whoever you around anyway. So it's like, bro, I ain't really trying to talk about this shit all day. Cause that, like, it's like, you don't want to think about that.
No, you don't.
Like I said, we losing a part of our youth, man. Like, we grew up listening to these niggas like in our college years and shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
Favorite one from the group too.
Yeah, same. Like, bro, like, and I told somebody that, I'm like, bro, it's one thing to think Migos might be done because they breaking up, but it's like, bro, they're really done now. Like,
oh yeah, that's it.
It's just over.
I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah, that's like, that was the first thing I thought about today. I was like, bro, Migos is done. Like, of course they can still make music and shit, and they can reconnect, you know, Offset and Quavo, but that shit is never gonna be the same.
No. It won't be.
Because you ain't going to have that Takeoff verse.
You ain't going to have a rapper.
Takeoff be chilling, too. That's the thing, though. He be chilling, minding his business. He be out the way.
And he was chilling this time. That's the thing.
Non-problematic.
Cooling. He just was trying to see what was going on. Got caught up in some shit. But that's the thing, man. Like, that's when you got to know, like, you got to, like, always keep your composure and shit like that and not let things get out of hand because you can get people involved in shit that didn't even have to be involved in it.
Your gun violence itself just has to.
Yeah, they was at a bowling alley, bro. That's why we were saying today, like, bro, it's one thing niggas play, you know, the gambling, you know, roll dice shit. Why y'all doing this at a bowling alley with a bunch of rich niggas? Like, y'all ain't just like some niggas, like, bro, you niggas are rich. Like,
yeah, man. Rest in peace, rest in heaven, Takeoff, man.
Yeah.
Man, I'm tired of hearing about this shit. But yeah, RIP, man.
Damn, man. That shit's sad.
100%, man. I know that's not our favorite thing to close the podcast with and whatnot, especially after coming off a good pod, but it was something that has to be reported, has to be talked about. Yeah. Especially as us being fans of Takeoff. Like, well, me one way or the other, somebody passed, but we gotta talk. We had to talk about it. Well, fellas, outside of that, man, that's all your boy got.
Yeah, that's
I know that took the wind out of the room, man. I know, but yeah, man. Yeah, it's hard to even move from that, man. Like, I don't even know exactly how to even break.
Yeah, now talking about it again, making me think, like, dang, that shit really happened.
Yeah, it's like it's becoming it's still processing. Surreal to real. Yeah, we're recording the same day.
And I think that's the thing, bro. Shit happens so much now. It's like we don't even have time to really process shit.
Information
shit
is
happens
like this,
so fast,
and information comes to you so quick.
Migos song's been in my head all day, like
bro, man. We don't even realize how long these niggas been around at this point. Like, they've been around almost a decade,
over a decade.
Yeah,
it's been over a decade,
or just about
2012. Yeah.
Okay, so it's about a decade. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, at least that, you know, the popularized one or not. You know, it could have been rapping well before.
What was the one joint that, what was it, Medusa?
Versace.
I said Medusa. Versace.
I'm out.
Hey, Hey, hold on.
Hey, look.
Hey, nah, ain't no look. Did you say Medusa?
Medusa.
Versace's, what's the name is?
No.
The head of her
I'm not going to let you have that.
We're not letting you get that off.
I get what you're saying, the logo and everything.
Yeah, that's what I was in my head was the logo.
No.
Yeah,
Medusa. Medusa. Medusa?
That's
Medusa?
Why I was just like, that I said sounds it with a crazy.
Medusa had on me like I'm Illuminati.
What?
Yeah, see, there we go.
I know where you was trying that's to get, was, but yeah. But it won't. But no,
that's the lyric I was thinking.
Yeah, the lyric.
Medusa,
but the hook.
Medusa.
Now you sounding crazy.
That's what he said in the song for real. He said Medusa. The Takeoff said that shit.
He's right. Oh, okay. Yeah, he ain't capping.
Bro, I thought you was trying to mock me again.
I ain't gonna disrespect the Migos like that, man. I know what I'm talking about.
Nah, that was a banger too.
Yeah, it was great. Versace.
What year? That was like what, 2012?
That was like
probably?
2012, 13. Cause I know we were working at Tilly's and shit. So
that's early Drake.
Yeah, cause I remember when Drake hopped on the remix. That's when the song blew up for real.
100%.
Cause I remember a lot of people hadn't even heard of it. I remember I had listened to the original song because I remember the Streets on Lock mixtape was out.
Yeah,
that was the first time I ever heard of like Rich the Kid and all that shit. And then like a couple months later. I think like right before the summer dropped or like beginning of the summer, that's when the Drake version popped out. And that's when that shit took the fuck off. And that's when Migos really like became the Migos.
Every song on that, they were just bangers. Letting them joints fly. No matter what event you was at, you was going
to
hear that.
Now, I used to run Streets on Lock mixtape. Bat like a you motherfucker, had to. Bro. I played that mixtape to death, man. That's when we still had mixtapes.
Yeah. Was still burning CDs?
Like, I was still going on live mixtapes and shit, like.
You loved
a lot back then. Now, you don't even, that shit on my phone, don't even use it. I just go up there to, like, listen to old mixtapes that I, like, might pop in my head or something.
If I want to listen to something, I'm just going to the website. I ain't even got the app. I ain't wasting my space for that.
You ain't got space for live mixtapes?
I'm about to say
it. I do, but like, I don't want to, like, just have it up there. I ain't using it.
True. I barely use that shit, too. But I ain't gonna lie, I be liking it when I think of it because I'm like, I'd rather use the app than the damn website. But I see what you mean. Because I really don't use that shit that often, honestly.
I don't either.
Like I said, it really got to be like I'm thinking about an old song or mixtape or something like, and I just got to, you know, random want to listen to it. Yeah, I got to listen to that shit right then.
For me, I was more of a Dat Piff kind of guy.
That's the funny thing. I started off with Dat Piff, and then somehow I kind of just got off of it for a while. I think it's because Dat Piff started making it like they can give you limits on like what you can download and
they
shit.
They sure did.
So I think it was like after a while, I'm like, bro, if I'm not dealing with that limit bullshit.
See, I was Dat Piff gang for the longest. And what I think happened with me was I still was Dat Piff for artists when they dropped their mixtapes, but I started going to live mixtapes for like, I guess when you think about it, it's like a playlist. It's like a curated mix or whatnot. So it's just got a bunch of random songs on it. I started rocking with live mixtapes because of that, because you would get songs well before they came out or before they got hot.
Yeah, because they'll put them on like a random like mixtape or whatever. Like,
and that's what I was into because they used to judge me for it because I had every song I had a DJ in the beginning. They used to hate me for it, bro. I was like, hey,
I ain't gonna lie. I used to like when mixtapes had DJs on it. It made me feel like I listened to a mixtape. Like, bro, you gotta.
But it'd be DJ like talking. It'd be like a smash single that shouldn't have a DJ.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. But it's a studio song.
But yes. But the thing is, I was listening to it before it became.
Yeah, it was elite.
Yeah, I heard it before, so that's the first one I got. So this is what I'm using.
Yeah,
it is what it is, bro. If once it gets to iTunes, that was it at that time, bro. We talking about that era. Bro, true. I'm not about to re-download a new song. It sound good, and it hit in my car.
Hey, every song Jordan play, you give it 10 seconds before you like, we're going to hear a DJ.
Yeah, they got me every 10 time.
10 seconds.
And guess who was nodding their head in the car after the DJ?
I ain't going to lie. Damn. I listened to YB new shit with DJ Drama hosting it. Like, Drama just talking a little bit up there gave me, like, the old school mixtape vibe a little bit here and there. I'm like, dog, I kind of miss when Drama used to be on the fucking mixtape. So I'm kind of glad he did his little thing with Jeezy and
shout
YB
out
and
to that Jeezy tape, boy.
That Jeezy joint, nice.
He's snow.
They said that's what he was, he said he was just putting out all the other stuff to get out his deal.
Yeah.
And then this
is he getting his hairline back?
And they said,
it's been like that. I don't know what that is.
Nah, hold on,
Kenny's head been like that.
Really?
He got that Doc Rivers.
Hold on, pause that shit. That shit sound crazy. His hairline has been like that for a minute.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't remember actually being able to see like a formation.
They clowned him for it. Like, I think it was like last year sometime or the year before or something. They clowned him.
I think it was the year before.
That's funny as hell. Bro.
Because it's always like that. It's literally like, come on, man, that shit ain't real.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
He has an edged up, bald, double.
That's what. That's why I think called my dad. Like, I've never noticed how like straight his stubble looks. Like, yo, are you implanting that shit? Like,
yeah. Yes, he is.
And it ain't growing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, you can't be talking to the same people, LeBron.
What's the point?
Yo, that's a nice ass arena, too.
What, the Suns?
Yeah. I forgot I went there until I was looking at it. I was like, yo, that shit was familiar. And I was like, oh, shit, I've been there before.
That makes sense. Well, a lot of good people. That is going to do it for us over at the Random Champs Podcast, episode 178 officially in the books. We appreciate all y'all good people tuning in, listening on whatever platform you was. Hey, Spotify, you gonna have to fight me, bro. Keep trying to copyright my stuff. I'm gonna throw hands with you. But appreciate all you good people. Make sure while you here, before you exit off or whatnot, that you follow on Apple or heart on Spotify. Do whatever you need to, just so you know when the Random Champs drop, you the first one to be notified, man. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we be busy, bro. By the time the episode drops, sometimes it does not make it at the same time that it hits socials. Okay, so if you go ahead and follow, if you're a part of the streaming platform or whatnot, you ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to wait to hear a tweet or Instagram post or something. You just had a link right on your joint, just like when you get a message. Anywho's, that's what I got, man. Peace, love, and all that other jazz. Get to your bag. Check on your people. Drink water. It's getting cold outside. Make sure you get your RCP beanie. Peace.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Take off. take off.